This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. The first contest of the presidential nominating season takes place exactly 3 weeks from tonight, the Iowa caucuses. That means there's precious little time remaining for candidates to make their case in Iowa. But the state has been feeling a bit lonely this campaign season. Today, only Rick Santorum, an underdog, was visiting the state. And overall this year, candidates have spent less time in Iowa than in past presidential campaigns. NPR's national political correspondent Don Gagne explores why.
There are places across Iowa where you just know candidates are going to pass through to shake some hands and to make an impression, like Baby Boomer's Restaurant near the state capitol in Des Moines. Owner Rodney Maxfield says the candidates are still dropping in, but
it's definitely been a lot slower. I'm assuming that it's going to get bigger, but it's definitely slower.
Yesterday and today, 3 weeks away, there's one candidate in the state, Rick Santorum. Does that surprise you?
Yes. I think they all should be here.
Seated at the counter, finishing his coffee, is 30-year-old Josh Seddon. He says he'll participate in the caucuses, but described his level of involvement this way.
Not hot and heavy yet. Haven't really gotten into it yet. And it may have something to do with candidates usually are in and out of the city quite a bit more.
But he quickly adds, there's still plenty of time to get up to speed on who's who. Also here is 70-year-old Daryl Kearney, a local Republican Party official who's proud to say that he was a youth coordinator for Barry Goldwater back in 1964.
I've met every presidential candidate since Ronald Reagan in 1980.
Two of this election's leading candidates are those least likely to be found in Iowa this year. Former U.S. Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Here's Kearney's take on that.
Romney was here a lot in 07 and 08. Gingrich has been here a lot over the years. I mean, I first met Gingrich in 88 when he was campaigning for Jack Kemp. A lot of people know him and know Romney.
There's another reason for fewer Iowa appearances, says Republican strategist John Steinman. Candidates need to raise money. The Gingrich campaign, for example, has huge debts to pay off, even as it spends more.
There's only so much money you raise in Iowa, and to be honest, it's not very much. So you have to go somewhere to make sure that you're going to get the coffers full enough to buy the ads and fill the mailboxes the way you need to for your campaign.
At Drake University, political scientist Dennis Goldford says all those televised debates have also had an effect.
They've given all sorts of candidates the visibility and press coverage that they normally would get by being in Iowa, with feet on the ground participating in the caucuses. We don't know yet whether this is the beginning of a long-term change in the significance of the Iowa caucuses.
At a restaurant near campus, voter Paul Leavenworth, an independent who's registered Republican so he can go to the caucuses, says he recognizes that candidates have to spend time in New Hampshire and South Carolina.
It's a national campaign, so they're involved someplace, and they certainly have a presence in Iowa, whether it is television, whether it's the multiple phone calls we get at dinner time every night from various candidates or polling people.
Still, voter Desda Saunders says she hopes all of this isn't a sign that the Iowa caucuses are losing their clout.
I think it's kind of sad because Iowa enjoys that and likes to be a big player in the whole process of nominations of candidates.
The candidates will be stepping things up in person in Iowa later this week. There's a debate in Sioux City on Thursday night. And even if it comes late, the days between Christmas and January 3rd are still likely to feel just like caucuses past. Don Gagne, NPR News, Des Moines.